Let's get into the elephant in the room when it comes to movie news. We don't usually talk about stuff like this, but I feel like this one is so gigantic. The gravity of it really is pulling everyone towards it. And okay, hello nerds. Welcome to another episode of the news. This is the place to get all of your pop culture and nerdy news. I, as always, am General Nerdy. In today's episode, we have returns and rumors of returns, all of them good, bad, or indifferent. We're talking about as much as we can. Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared. Mortal Kombat 12. We have Beetlejuice 2. We have really a lot of stuff, a lot of ground to cover, even though it's going to be probably a little bit shorter than usual. It's a lot of very exciting information. So before we get into any of that, let's get into housekeeping ever so briefly. We are officially 3 weeks away. That's three regular episodes after today, before I'm taking about 2.5 weeks off of all of this. I say that it's not going to be 2.5 weeks of dead air. There is going to be some reaction videos posted. We're also going to be posting shorts and things of that nature all throughout the time off, but there's not going to be any news, live, pre-recorded, or otherwise. So, that is headed this direction. We are also, I think I'm only going to do one more live show before then, just so I can take the two Fridays before I leave as time to create content that is going to be spread out throughout the course of the 2.5 weeks that I'm not going to be doing news episodes. So things like the Quick and Nerdy shorts, we're probably going to do maybe a super nerdy hot take once or twice. Also reaction videos. And I'm really have really having some trouble getting the third channel up and running because I am a one-man show. So all of that being said, there's a lot of stuff going on in the works, so don't be surprised if this is the final week for the live show until I return from vacation. TV, streaming, it's a slow news week. I'm not apologizing for it. We're just going to blast through this real quick. First up, we have some trailers to talk about. The Westworld Season 4 trailer. There's a new Westworld Season 4 trailer, I should say. And this one's got me a little bit more hype. The last trailer didn't do a whole lot for me, but this one, we got the return of the Man in Black. We got, a lot of very interesting. We have potentially another amusement world that looks like something like 20s Gangsters, which is going to be a lot of fun if that's exactly what that is. Just this one, yeah. I'm back on the hype train for the Westworld. Season 3 kind of ended a little wonky, so hopefully they can bring it back for Season 4. And I think Season 5 is where this one ends as well. So, yeah. That's what we got on that one. Next, we have Stranger Things Season 4 Part 2 just dropped what I believe is going to be their final trailer before the second half of the season launches on the 1st of July. Remember, the last two episodes for this season are all we're getting on the 1st, and they are both long episodes. The first one is like an hour and 30 minute, just shy of an hour and 30, I think, like 25 or something like that. And then the last episode is 2.5 hours long. It is going to be epic. It might be a slog, I'm not gonna lie. It might take some work to get through that last episode, but who knows, man. It just looks crazy. I have seen some theories about who might be dying in the second part of this season, because we do only have one season left. That means somebody might die. I wanted to throw that one off to you nerds. Who do you think might be passing at the end of season 4 that's not going to be coming back, much like Hopper did in season 5? So let's have that conversation. I feel like that's going to be a fun back and forth. So that is the trailers that we have for TV streaming. So let's get into announcements. New news for the group. We do have the announcement that in September on London's Channel 4, we're going to be seeing Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared. What? what is this going to be? Is this going to be full-length episodes that are expanding on the original episodes that were the short, like, 10-minute episodes on YouTube? Is this going to be a continuation of the lore in the new universe that they created at the end of this? Like, what? How do you make this into an actual series, and where can I watch it? because that's just, This is a series that I think didn't get enough love. Even though it did get some viral buzz, it was not nearly as large as it should have been. This, you need to go watch Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared. That's not our suggestion for this week on TV streaming, but boy, it got close. We might do that next week, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared is coming to television in London in September. How do I watch it in the States? That's the question. Anyway, we're going to just keep gushing, so let's move right along. We also have the official announcement from, I believe it was Paramount Plus. Yes. Paramount Plus has given the other prequel for the Yellowstone series a title, and they've revealed who is going to be leading the cast. So the new title for this series, I can't remember what the old title was. I couldn't find what the old title was, actually, is 1923. So sticking with the year naming mechanism. And this is going to star, and it's funny that it's going to star these two, because I was literally just talking about them with my father. Helen Mirren and Harrison Ford are going to be leading the Duttons through Prohibition and the 20s gangsters and then the mob and like, okay, like that's a interesting comment. I'm not going to say it's a bad combination because I think Helen Mirren is amazing and Harrison Ford is pretty great. I wouldn't necessarily say he's the same level as Helen, but you know, they're great. Got me interested. The 1883 was fantastic. Yellowstone is solid. Pretty much every episode of every season. Yes, there are a couple of spots where it does drag a little bit, but by and large, that series is fantastic. Taylor Sheridan is working some magic. And this is just one of like five other spin-off series that are going on. I honestly didn't write them down the list, but we've gone over it previously on the channel. So, I'm interested. I'm definitely much more interested now that I know who's going to be leading this cast. So, yeah, 1923, Helen Mirren and Harrison Ford. Whew, that's very interesting. That is what we have for our regular news, which means TV streaming suggestions. This is actually a streaming suggestion that started out as a TV show. The streamer that now hosts it is Hulu, and the show is The Orville. Orville season 3. Is so great. Is so Star Trek. I mean, honestly, I would put this above Discovery. I would put this next to Next Generation. I am a Deep Space Nine guy, so I think Deep Space Nine still kind of takes the cake. But wow, McFarlane is going whole hog on this. Oh, just watch it. Just watch it. Just watch it. It's absolutely worth your time. Movie section, a little bit bigger than TV streaming, but not by much. It's mostly follow-ups, so let's get to them. Our biggest follow-up is Beavis and Butthead. We got a couple of things to follow up on for this movie. So first off, we do know that in the movie, we are going to be getting Beavis and Butthead ripping apart some YouTube videos and TikTok videos, and hopefully some music videos is kind of what I'm looking forward to the most, because TikTok's a little too much low-hanging fruit at this point. But yeah, so that is the first part. We are also now have confirmed that after the movie comes out, we will be getting a reboot of the series. Again, this time it is going to a streaming service. I believe that streaming service is Paramount. Yes, it's Paramount Plus. I could be wrong because I didn't put in the notes because, and again, great notes. But so that's going to happen. And there's also going to be released the shorts of them just ripping apart the music videos and the TikToks and whatnot. All of that is coming, and it's going to be fantastic, and that is our follow-up. The movie, in case you forgot, June 23rd release, straight to streaming. There you go. Next is Dune Part 2. We have another casting announcement for Dune Part 2. We have Lady Margot Fenring has been cast. The actress playing her is Lea Seydoux. Can't remember what I've seen her in, but I do know that I appreciated whatever it was. So there you go. Lea Seydoux cast in the movie. That's all we've got on that one. Let's hit our final follow-up. And that has to do with the Venture Brothers. We now have a word from multiple actors involved with the project, as well as one of the creators of the show who is doing the movie. We have a couple of things. So we have Patrick Warburton has finished his audio recording. James Urbaniak, who, if you don't know and you're a fan, James does the voice of Dr. Venture. He is still currently recording. We also have Jackson Publick, who is one of the creators. He also voices many characters in the show, is also currently recording. And that is where it sits on production. We also, I don't know if we've talked about this previously, so we're going to talk about it now. The movie is going to be exclusive to not HBO Max for 90 days. It's not getting a theatrical release, but it is getting a digital rental release as well as the physical purchase ability release. So you, if you want to watch it within the first 90 days, you are going to have to pay money to see it if you have an HBO Max account already. Otherwise, you just wait 90 days and it'll be launched on HBO Max and you can watch it a million times like I'm going to. Actually, no, I'm probably going to pay the money to at least rent it so I can watch it the one time. But yeah, once it hits HBO Max, you can guarantee I'll watch it at least a dozen. That is what we have for follow-ups. So let's get into the elephant in the room when it comes to movie news. We don't usually talk about stuff like this, but I feel like this one is so gigantic. The gravity of it really is pulling everyone towards it. And of course, I am talking about the Ezra Miller situation with The Flash. So if you are one who only reads headlines, then you might have a bit of a different takeaway from the recent announcements, because there actually wasn't a recent announcement. I've seen all of the headlines, and so many of them say that Ezra Miller is not going to be in The Flash, that they're recasting The Flash, and Ezra Miller is no longer going to be in the movie. To, you know, that's kind of the implication. That's why they're trying to get you to click. The official word from Discovery Plus is that the final decision as to the future of the character of Barry Allen slash The Flash is up to David Zaslav. David Zaslav, obviously president of Discovery Plus, the newly merged company. So that is to say that Ezra Miller will not be removed from the Flash movie that we are about to get. However, there is still a slim possibility that Zaslav could pull the release of the movie, even though they've literally spent over $200 million to get it done. So, if you hear anything to the contrary of that, then that is fake news and or rumor. That is not official as of recording this, as of this morning before I came up into the studio to record. That is not the case. The movie is still being released unless Zaslav decides to pull it, and Ezra Miller is still The Flash at the very least for this movie. They are not going to reshoot his scenes. He is far too integrated into this movie. They would literally have to reshoot probably the entire movie, maybe say for about 10-15 minutes. So yeah, they're not pulling him from this movie. The only possible way that you won't see Ezra Miller again as The Flash is if this movie doesn't get released. And we're just gonna leave that there. That is our movie section, actually. So let's get to movie suggestions. This one is a lot of fun, actually. I really, really love this movie. Whiplash is the suggestion for this movie. I was talking with my father about movies, like we are wont to do when we have our conversations, and he relayed to me that he had never seen Whiplash. Miles Teller is in Top Gun, Maverick. He plays Rooster. He's Goose's son. He is a great actor. This is the first noteworthy movie that he did as the lead. He was great. J.K. Simmons won a freaking Oscar for this one because he was brilliant. You should watch Whiplash. So now rumor mill is where we're headed. We don't have any refutations or confirmations. We don't have new sources for old rumors. We just have new rumors. These new rumors are as follows. Star Wars. We have a new Star Wars rumor that says Kathleen Kennedy has been talking with none other than Millie Bobby Brown to be the lead in a new Star Wars movie that has yet to be announced. They say repeatedly, depending on which outlet you're reading or which leaker you're getting your information from, kind of changes the way this one colors. But either way, it is said that Millie Bobby Brown, maybe she's not talking with Kathleen Kennedy, maybe she's just talking with Lucasfilm, behind closed doors kind of stuff, to attempt to save the movie franchise, because the streaming stuff is doing okay, thanks to Mandalorian and partially Boba Fett. But I don't know if that's going to be enough. So what is the likelihood that they are talking with Millie Bobby Brown to front a movie of her own? I'm going to say that's about 70%. I've honestly heard this from a couple of different sources who claim to have separate sources from one another that are, you know, closely tied into where this information comes from. Millie Bobby Brown has been in communication about doing this, but will she actually be in a Star Wars movie as the lead? Again, 70% likely that this comes to fruition. Whether or not it's actually happening right now is a much more difficult thing to call. We're going to say 70% likely that we do see Millie Bobby Brown in a Star Wars movie, probably about 3 to 5 years out. Next is a new rumor about Beetlejuice 2. We already know that Beetlejuice 2 is actually happening. Brad Pitt's production company is behind paying for the movie to happen. They are producing it. And now we are getting a rumor that the triumphant return of Johnny Depp to the silver screen is going to be in this movie. I have seen it reported that this is now fact, and it is not. There is no substantiation to this. There is no official announcement that he has been cast. Similarly to the Millie Bobby Brown situation, I think it's somewhere in that vein, where he's, you know, talking behind closed doors, so you can't really confirm or deny anything. But this one, I think, is a little lower on the likelihood scale, because I find while Tim Burton does like to use Johnny Depp, they are friends. They are, you know, Depp is in a number of Tim Burton's movies. So that part is not out of the realm of possibility. I just think the fact that we fairly sure, at least, that Michael Keaton will be returning as the lead character, as the titular character, I should say. So that puts the potential of Depp being in this as the secondary lead or even a secondary character, which might not jibe very well with where he is wanting to be with his comeback. So I don't know. I put this one at about 45%. I wanted to put this at 50%, but I honestly think that clash, the Michael Keaton, Johnny Depp clash, it's not that they don't get along or anything. It's just that I don't think that the two of them can both be leads in the same Tim Burton movie. If it was a different filmmaker, maybe, but Tim Burton, I don't think so. They're both his muses at different times, whatever. 45% likely that we will see Johnny Depp in the Beetlejuice 2 movie. Oh, words. Oh, and then, this is honestly a fun one. It took me, this took me a little bit of doing. So, Mortal Kombat 12 is the rumor. The rumor is being fan, I guess this is kind of new source almost, but also kind of leak and also kind of potentially nothing at all. I guess I should preface it as such. Andrew Bowen, who is the voice actor that does Johnny Cage in game, tweeted out a tweet and then promptly deleted it. It was a video and I was unable to get the video, but I was able to get a screenshot of the existence of said video. So I do know it is still there, or it was posted anyway. So trying to find it will be a much more difficult thing at this point because he's deleted it. Video of him going to Warner Brothers Studios and with some Mortal Kombat stuff playing in the background, very faintly from Mortal Kombat 2 and you know, sound effects and things. So this is feeding into the rumor mill saying that the next NetherRealm Studios game is in fact going to be Mortal Kombat 12 and not Injustice or some new property. I think this is pretty weak. These are not good legs to stand on. But, I mean, the fact that he deleted it so quickly kind of does lend itself to make one want to believe such things. So that, just because it's kind of hard to call one way or the other, we're looking at 50% likely that this is the case. The NetherRealm is working on Mortal Kombat 12 and not something else. If we can get another source close to NRS, then that will probably up the probability. But right now we're still looking at that 50%. And then our next rumor has to do with the new Blade movie starring Mahershala Ali. I'm super excited about this one. This new rumor is that we're going to be seeing a Wesley Snipes cameo at some point in this movie. Disney does a lot of fan service stuff, man. I think this one's super likely. I honestly would be kind of surprised if it didn't happen. It will be very much a cameo, so they don't have to pay Wesley Snipes very, very much money. But yeah, he keeps saying that they haven't come to him about being in a movie. I think, the vocabulary he uses when they ask him these things seems, at least from my recollection, because I'm paraphrasing when I say it now, from my recollection, it seems that he is using verbal gymnastics to kind of dance around a cameo in a movie, because they're saying be in a movie, and potentially in his head that means act or be a major part of or something along those lines. So yeah, I think 80% likely that we will see a cameo. It's not going to be anything more than a cameo. He's going to have like 30 seconds of screen time. But we will see a cameo from Wesley Snipes in the Blade movie. And that, my Nerdy Legion compatriots, is where we got to call it. If you want more nerd news, then you got to check out the previous episodes, or you can jump over to nerdylegion.com and see all of the other podcasts that we have on the subject. Or if you want this entire show, you want all of the sections and, you know, older things as well, you can join me in my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you very much, nerds. We will see you next time.